Woodrow Wilson asked Congress to declare war on Germany, saying, quote, the world must be made safe for democracy. Congress agreed, declaring war 4 days later. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge, Thursday, April 6th from 6:30 to 8:30 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Join me along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimontis on drums, and special guest on trombone, it's Joe Larson. That's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge, Thursday, April 6th at Wind River Resort and Casino. See you there.
On Saturday, April 8th, Orchard Nutrition Center, in conjunction with Reading Holistic Health Specialist, presents another in a series of free seminars webcast live on Facebook and Livestream. Local area health experts Dr. June Stevens, Dominic Danino, and Cherie Davis will discuss how chronic inflammation affects your health. Limited reserve seating is available. For more information, visit Orchard Nutrition on Facebook or at orchardnutrition.com. Voted best of the North State for 11 consecutive years. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Yes, it is Sunday once again, and it is March 26th.
It is?
April Fools!
You're a day late once again! Wrong answer!
It's Happy Fake News Day.
It's Happy Fake News Day.
Formerly known as April Fools.
And we have plenty of it for you.
But isn't that every day?
Pretty much.
Oh, man, I swear.
Hard to tell the difference.
Yeah, I know.
Unbelievable. We are streaming worldwide. You can go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. Again, that is 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook at Sovereign Minds. Let's see. Writing Patriots, meet every Monday night at 6 p.m., 3276 Bocelli Lane. They stand for limited government fiscal responsibility and following that damn Constitution. Those right-wing, out-of-control radicals who don't want to follow the law by letting every illegal immigration person.
Racist.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. You've been listening to Jefferson State of Mind. I highly suggest you become a 51ster and go to SOJ51.net and sign up, start donating, and start getting involved. They meet every Monday night as well, right before the Reading Patriots meeting at the same spot. I think they start at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
And Shasta Lantern, www.shastalantern.com. I'm not sure what's been going on much there. We've been deep in the heart of taxes for quite a while.
It does tend to take up some time.
Yes, it does. Good grief. Veterans events?
We do. We have the Missing in America Project and Walmart Heart fundraiser coming on May 20th at the Veterans Hall. We're selling tables at $300. You get $150 in raffle tickets, and it's a prime rib dinner. This is to help host or support, I should say, Camp for Life for the terminally ill children in the community that we put camp on for every year. So it's going to be pre-sale tickets only. There will be no tickets available at the door. If interested, give Fred a call at 226-9900 or me at 221-0101. Or you can get tickets at Jones Fort.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I should do the introductions. You know, I'm Mark Kent, as everybody knows. And, you know, I'm not sure who all these other people are in the room.
Just a bunch of sovereign minds.
Not me. I'm working
for
the
Russians. Wondering the same thing, weren't we?
Yeah, I'm working for the Russians.
Yeah.
Oh, the room is filled with Russian spies.
Yeah.
I'm here in the studio.
Russians.
With my sitter.
With who?
With my sister. My sitter.
I mean,
it kind of works both ways.
Lindichka.
Good morning.
Good morning. Trusted producer of Bob Martinoff.
Now, let's not be rushing to judgment.
But that's what we do.
And Red Smith and Nova. Who's been on the blended glide path to a clandestine meeting with a prisoner exchange somewhere in the Ukraine. of course, there's absolutely no evidence to support this. getting a little crazy out there, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much farther they can push this Russian narrative, but...
I may have possibly been witnessed in the Ukraine by an ex-MI6 British Secret Service agent.
You are fake news.
Bond. Was his name Bond?
No, I knew he was English from the teeth.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Sort of Scottish English is so much. Yeah, what? Well, we have breaking news. FBI has uncovered evidence that 62 million Trump voters are all Russian agents. This comes from the New York Times, posted on March 28th, 2017. And an anonymous source within the FBI has revealed to the Times that they have new evidence indicating that everyone who voted for Donald Trump is an agent of the FSB, formerly known as the KGB. An unknown portion of these voters may have had their minds controlled by a Russian space beam. Agents close to the investigation say. This shocking new revelation comes after it was confirmed as a fact that Russia did WikiLeaks because Donald Trump personally called Vladimir Putin and asked him to. It was also revealed earlier this week that Alex Jones, whose real name is Alexis Jonasnov, is a Russian sleeper agent who ordered the FSB, formerly known as the KGB, to post new articles on the internet saying Donald Trump would be a good president. However, I'm not sure I can keep reading this.
No. I'm trying very hard to keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, so this beam evidently got all of these 62 million Russian agents to the polls because it controls people like puppets. You remember the series Thunderbirds? You know, where they kind of hop in a funny way towards the polls. And so then anybody who voted for Donald Trump was being influenced through cash payments, blackmail, or space beams by Russian agents from the FSB, formerly known as the KGB. You know, so it's like, wow. I mean, the New York Times reporting this, so obviously it's true, isn't it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Now.
You can't handle the truth.
Chuck Schumer called called the response from the Russians predictable. Adding, what do you expect from a criminal Putinist regime that kills journalists, oppresses gays, invades the Ukraine, murders innocent Syrians, and hacks our elections by controlling people's brains with a space beam? Upon hearing this revelation of the fact that 62 million American voters are working directly for Russia, Senator John McCain has called for mass arrests. He's referred to all Trump voters as radical traitors to the core values and principles of democracy and human rights, and demanded that they be imprisoned in their homes, given and their homes given over to Syrian refugees. Taking a softer stance, though, so the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, tilted his head and smiled and said, he doesn't know what's going on. NSA Chief Mike Rogers said that, though it was a well-established fact that going on all the way back to the Soviet times, Russians have used space beams to control people's brains, but he's never seen anything like this on this scale.
That's how they lost the Cold War. The space beam.
It was the space beam.
Yeah.
When the Times sought comment from President Trump, however, when asked about these allegations, he began screaming in Russian and jumped into a big truck and drove off the road.
You are fake news.
Just saying.
Oh, man.
You know, so.
Well, it as goofy and as silly and as satirical as that story is, it's about on par what we're getting out of the mainstream media. With everything that's going on in the world today, I went and took a look at the news, see if there's anything new this morning. There's all kinds of stuff going on in the world. You go to the mainstream media, there's 15 stories apiece about Russia, Russia, Russia. It's like watching Jan from the Brady Bunch. Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Do you know what the big story this week was, though? That they retired the yellow crayon known as Dandelion.
Huh?
Yeah. That was all over the news this week. It was they're retiring the yellow crayon in the 20. I think it's a 26 crayon pack of Crayola crayons. This was all over the news. This is big stuff. They're not sure when the replacement will be named, but soon it could be, you know, goldenrod.
Wow,
I'm not sure, but you know there are several you know candidates in the running.
How about something politically correct like Hearst journalism?
yellow journalism. Yeah, that's the name of the new crayon, yellow journalism.
Yellow journalism. There you go. Also known as MSNBC.
It's fairly transparent when you write, when you draw on your coloring book. But, you know, hey, who am I to judge?
Yeah.
So, I guess we actually have some real news somewhere here.
Yeah, actually, there's a bit there's a going bunch on of, in the world.
Geez, there's stuff actually going on.
And we know that Donald Trump's been sitting on his hands not doing anything this week, right?
No, it's a bunch of executive orders, I believe. Something about the EPA. And
yeah, it's something about we're going back to clean-burning coal, energy independence. 90 days to review all trade deals, and any that are not on an even playing field, they're to figure out and adopt tariffs to level the playing field for American commodities. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff going on.
And I guess the fact that they're investigating the Russians and forgot to investigate the fact that there is leaking at the highest level, and evidently Donald Trump tweeted out, this is coming from Zero Hedge, if true, doesn't get any bigger. Donald Trump tweets about very well-known intel official behind the Trump unmasking. So,
well, okay, here's the latest Russian nonsense that's going on around General Flynn, okay? Well, the other day he went and said that he is willing to testify about Russian involvement in the U.S. government in exchange for immunity. And all the liberals are running around with their hair on fire going, oh, see, this proves that he was up to something with Trump. Did these schmucks forget that he worked for Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, too, and maybe he needs immunity for something he did working for them?
No.
No.
You know, the guy that said, hey, tell Vlad I'll be more open after the election, or, you know, the lady that sold a fifth of our uranium reserves, or, you know, the lady whose husband was collecting billions of dollars from the Russians. Maybe something General Flynn was doing while working for them is what he said.
Was that the same guy
for?
That was meeting with the attorney general on the tarmac right after the Anthony Weiner sexting thing, found all of the emails about the John Podesta pedophile stuff on the server thing?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, well, he's clean.
Yeah.
But
Teflon.
Yeah.
Because the space beam was only controlling the people who voted for Trump.
Well, you see, Democrats are actually immune to mind control because first you require a mind to have a control.
I was going to say, it doesn't work on empty space.
Well, you have to have two cells to rub together. Because that's
two
what
nuclei.
That creates the synergy.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a chip in your, in, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the left's brain is clogged with bong hops and liberal socialism from public school.
Yeah, I mean, what's a bong hop?
No, bong and hop. By the bong and hops. Hops from beer.
Oh, see, I was thinking bong. I was thinking
bong hop.
What do? Hop over the bong after you take a hit? What's a bong hop?
Bongs, hops, and liberal socialism.
Just wondering, I'm not really familiar with the new culture.
Weed, alcohol, and stupidity.
Wow. That's got to lead to an informed public that's ready to stand up against the tyranny
smoke
of...
weed every day.
Those
guys.
Those guys. It's like, hey, you know who Joe Biden is? Who?
Yeah.
Hey. Do you know who won Celebrity Apprentice?
A well-informed public.
Who's Kanye West? Oh yeah, what a crazy bunch of crap. What did you call Joe Biden?
Uncle Touchy.
Uncle Touchy Fingers.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Well, I mean, I wonder who his running mate would have been.
Barney.
Oh, no, there's a lot that could go with that one.
Yeah. Barney the purple dinosaur.
What was that? Well, Senator Al Franken ran and...
Oh, dear God.
And he teamed up with Jill Stein.
That ain't even funny. There's no humor in that.
I think that's great. You can see it, all the way with Frankenstein.
It's like a bad Sesame Street episode.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Did you see Frank the other day try to explain legislative process to Neil Gorsuch, the Supreme Court?
Yeah, I did.
And he just destroyed him. It was a little...
It's like Stuart Smalley trying to cross-examine, God, what was that famous attorney I was trying to think of? Melvin Belli. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's like Stuart. Well, what do you think, sir, about, the evidence that was, what?
Yeah, what are you even talking about?
Yeah, the guy's an idiot.
Yeah.
But that would be interesting.
I'm good enough. I'm
It would be interesting. You know what I'd see if he was running with Jill Stein. What would be cool is every time they said Hillary's name, every time they said Hillary's name, that the horses outside in the courtyard would go. Let's go to a break, Bob.
If you want to call in and get in on this conversation, give us a call 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, brought to you by Powerhouse Solar of Reading, Sundays at noon on KCNR.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Tarzan, the live musical adventures coming to the Cascade Theatre stage. Don't miss this unforgettable theatrical experience with high-flying excitement and heart-pumping music by rock legend Phil Collins. Tarzan swings into the Cascade Theatre March 31st through April 9th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office 243-8877 or cascadetheatre.org.
At BET Satellite, we understand you don't want to pay for sports channels when football season's over. You want to drop them when you're done watching and save money. We hear you. Introducing Flex Pack from Dish. Get 50 popular channels for $39.99 a month and drop channel packs whenever to save money or add them for just $10 a month. You can choose from channel packs like locals, news, kids, and sports. We can offer you the best Dish technology and features at better prices than the competition. If you're tired of paying too much money for too little TV, it's time you come in and have a chat with us. Call BT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-3474. Experience the best service, technology, and flexibility you've been waiting for. Only with Dish and BT Satellite, your local authorized Dish retailer. Again, that's 241-3474.
Requires credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Taxes and surcharges not included. Offer ends 4/5/17. Restrictions apply.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs with 600 of the toughest cowboys. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, and wild pony riding, rodeo clowns, and more. Friday night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-County Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music of Northern Heat. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12 and rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by Nashville recording artist Granger Smith.
If the boot fits.
Whoa, whoa. And Sunday is St. Elizabeth's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy and loving cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding hero. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media. We always play that for LaVoy Finicum. For anybody who doesn't know, that's sort of a reminder of what's been going on.
And there's more evidence that's coming out over that deal, too.
Yeah, I don't think that's over. I'm sure hoping Trump steps in. I'm sure hoping Trump steps in on the IRS. You know, I mean, I know he's got his plate full, but there's a bunch of stuff that needs to be...
Well, we know for sure now that with the LaVoy Finicum thing, that several of the things that we stated very early on were true. There was lies about how the ambush was set up, how early it was planned, the methodology behind it, the fact that arrest warrants weren't issued until after the arrests had occurred, that they lied about the number of shots fired, who fired those shots, that the actual crime scene was tainted and manipulated by the FBI, that there are agents under investigation. And now, and I want to be very clear, this is unconfirmed, but it's from a source that I trust implicitly and that has been very close to the Malheur incident, the Malheur story since the beginning. But we're being told, or I'm being told, that revelations will come that evidence proves that the 9mm that was on LaVoy Finicum was indeed planted.
Well, there you have it. So, yeah, I saw that this last week. I didn't have time to go over it. I'll tell you what, it's been rock and roll this last week, man. I've been burning the midnight oil and the early morning hours. But
you and Mike Quinn keep the same hours this time of year. you're liable to find him down here anytime.
Yeah, that's kind of nice when you come in to the office when it's quiet and there's nobody there and the phone's not ringing, because you can actually think, you know, for a minute and try to get some stuff done. It's been we only got a couple more weeks left of this crap, and then I'm going to take a few days off. So anyway, the recovery is continuing, according to Zero Hedge.
Well, the actual title of the article is "Perhaps the Recovery Wasn't Real After All," and then in you know, they go on to describe the decline of the last 8 years and the failure to really even get back to the level where we were 8 years, and all the recovery was nonsense. The official term is that perhaps over the last 8 years, the U.S. economy actually failed to reach escape velocity from the recession.
Wow, I that's just I'm dumbfounded because, you know, good grief.
In other words, it imploded on the pad.
You know, I don't know how anybody with a freaking brain cell to rub together out there can think that we're better off now than we were 8 years ago.
Not even close.
It's unbelievable.
Not even remotely close.
Yeah. Name one thing we're better off. Economically, socially, politically. I mean,
and anyway, I mean,
and I applaud the things that are starting to happen.
Sure.
You know, we see Ford committing to building three new plants. We see Carrier Manufacturing stayed. We got the news this week that Caterpillar Tractors and John Deere are coming home. We're starting to see a transition, but still, it's a drop in the bucket compared to what we have lost over the last 8 years.
Well, and I mean, I'm looking at this other headline that you posted up for Common Dreams. You know, this is breaking news and views for the progressive community. Global anger and dismay after Trump slams the brakes on U.S. climate action. Whoever tries to shift into reverse gear is only going to harm themselves.
That's according to the Germans, though.
Well, obviously, they've been right on everything.
Name one damn thing that Germany has ever gotten right.
Migrating to America in the 30s? Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
okay. We've got the Germans talking about somebody, the entire world pissed off at somebody. Let's talk about the Germans.
Gee, you know, I don't know about, what about those guys in the Middle East called ISIS? I guess they haven't pissed anybody off yet. You know, they just...
I understand their numbers are getting smaller by the hour, though.
Well, that's what I hear. I hear there's actually a concerted effort to, you know, maybe, you know, kill them all.
In the truckload lot.
Yeah, unlike the war that's been waged in the last 8 years. Let's see. It appears like we might win against the group called ISIL, formerly known as ISIS, in a month. Because someone's actually fighting, and someone's actually killing them,
yeah.
And someone's not, dropping pamphlets an hour before the raids occur, and you know, I mean, and someone
not funding them.
I was
going to
say we're not funding them anymore.
Yeah, we're not giving them any more money.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, just
but we're actually going through them in the words of General Patton, like crap through a coos.
Who'd have thought that if you actually try to win a war, you might? I know
it's
politically incorrect and. You know, I mean,
allowing our troops to do what they need to do.
It's like having a sanctuary city and let a bunch of illegal alien criminals in and wondering why the crime rate is going up.
They don't go together. Yeah, they don't go together.
No one's ever proved it.
Yeah. There's no problem.
I'm missing what you're trying to say.
I'm trying to say these guys are a bunch of wing nuts that need their freaking heads examined because, oh, yeah, let's just let a bunch of illegal criminal aliens in and we won't deport them unless they, like, kill several people.
Even then,
they just come back.
Yeah.
That's this last week.
You're for the wall, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Big one.
The electric fence.
Yeah, with a big shiny gate.
You know, if it was up to me, we'd stop it in one day. If it was up to me, there would be machine gun towers over the wall.
Authorized to fire.
Authorized to kill anybody that comes across. I bet you the border would be secure in an hour.
Yeah.
Because you'd only have to, kill a few illegal aliens coming in.
If it moves.
Yeah.
They, warning on the fence.
Well, here's a story that, you know, mainstream media is all over. During this last week, now that ICE is actually free to do their job and detain people coming across the border, in the net this week of illegal immigrants that they caught, they found over 100 of them that had already been deported from the states for sex crimes.
You don't have our values. You don't espouse the values of democracy and freedom.
No, I'm not a fan of democracy.
No.
Actually,
me neither.
Because you don't hold what we the light of the world and all that stuff and you're a racist too. Just thought I'd mention that because it's like what?
Yeah.
I don't know about everybody else, but I care about America. I mean, it's not that I don't care about anybody else, but I kind of like care about America first. I care about keeping my children and my grandchildren safe. I don't care about people in Somalia's children being safe because they're in Somalia. If we can't take care of everybody in the world at the expense of not taking care of ourselves, it's absolutely ludicrous. These arguments, these sanctuary city idiots that are putting out, it's like, good grief. You guys were all against the federal government, when they were coming after your guns. Yeah, because that was illegal, stupid. One of the things they're actually in charge of is keeping us safe and, has been delegated and won an enumerated power to them to control the borders from an immigration. Then we don't want to listen to them now. But, oh, God, if they want to take your guns, you got to pay attention. But, oh, gee, if we just want to let a bunch of criminals in from a bunch of other countries that have no idea what the American system's about, do not care about assimilating, do not care about our children or our needs or our country. Just let them all in and let them go to San Francisco and see how long the peace is going to be maintained.
Billy Bob is standing by to join us.
All right. Good morning, Billy Bob.
Hey, good morning. Hey, great show.
Are you there?
Did we lose him? There we go.
The way to put that border line together is with machine gun. You can get close. They're gunned down, no questions asked, and like you say, it'd be a couple hours, and you got the problem solved. And I fully agree with you. And there's no reason we can't do that. They're breaking the law, and lawbreakers get killed. So anyway, good show. I'm listening.
Thanks, all right, Zoe. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Oh, the humanity! I guess the fact that, you know, and I do have a little piece here that I wanted to kind of go over. I'm going to bring it up here and we'll talk about it. About the cost of the illegal aliens to the American public.
Huh.
This big deal of, oh, gee, you know, it doesn't, they are contributing to society and you know.
And how do they do that?
Well, they work and they pay taxes. And
they do?
Yeah, I have a little
Tell that to the American taxpayers that we know personally that have trouble with their taxes and their tax return and because their taxes have been filed by illegal aliens.
Yeah, by somebody. Oh, but that's okay. Kevin De Leon says it doesn't matter. False Social Security numbers. And they
or
screw
steal somebody else's.
It doesn't hurt anybody.
It doesn't hurt anybody.
It actually gives the government free money.
Those native Californians, screw them. You know, they're not compassionate. The ones that were, And then, you know, maybe we could figure out how to get the ones up north because they're conservative more than the guys in Los Angeles. Although it does screw everybody over except, you know, the guys, Yeah. I mean, it sounds like frickin' Tommy Smothers.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, okay. So here, I actually have some stats. And I have the stats on all 50 states. But we could start with California. There's an estimated 4.1 million illegal aliens in California, U.S.-born, you know, and their U.S.-born children that live here. I'm getting the stats here.
Okay.
Okay, this is estimated. Okay.
Which liar estimated that?
Well, yeah, this actually
comes from the fiscal burden of illegal immigration on Californians from FAIR 2014. So you can learn more at www.fairus.org. Okay. And, they have all 50 states. They account for at least 10.7% of the state's population. Illegal aliens cost the taxpayers $25.3 billion in state and local expenses, but they only pay $3.5 billion in taxes collected by the state. Now, I don't know. I learn really slow, but I learn kind of good sometimes that if you take $3.5 billion from $25.3 billion, that kind of leaves you a little bit in the hole. So, roughly, they're not, you know...
Not if you do California math.
Well, if you're Jerry Brown.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, if you're Jerry Brown,
it's like, yeah.
That works out good. That makes sense.
What are taxpayers supporting for the illegal aliens? $14.4 billion in education, $4.02 billion in healthcare, $4.44 billion in law and justice and law enforcement, public assistance $792 million, general government services $1.6 billion, for a grand total of $25.3 billion, and this was in 2013. So I'm sure it's gotten worse since then. That amounts to a burden of $2,370 per household headed by a U.S. citizen. Oh, yeah, it's overwhelming the fact that they are ripping us frickin' blind. They're not. I'm about ready to say a couple of things here.
I'm not going to disagree with you. I'm tired of the mamby-pamby, nonsensical, touchy-feely arguments. You know, I'll be perfectly honest.
They contribute to our society.
No, they don't. No, they goddamn don't. Okay? Hey, look, it's really simple. I don't blame them for wanting to come here.
Me neither.
I don't at all.
Not at all.
Okay?
I blame the stupid idiots down there that are letting them in.
You want to improve your life for you and your kids. It's fine. Okay? But when you come here as an illegal alien, you are helping to destroy the country that you are seeking salvation in. And not only that, you're subjecting yourself to a soft form of slavery because when you come to a place that your rights and your privileges are issued to you by the government, you are not a sovereign citizen. You're a slave of that state. And you are destroying the country that you're seeking to find freedom in. You're an idiot.
You're racist.
I don't give a what they call me anymore. I really don't care.
Yeah.
I'm done with it. And at the same time, I am in full agreement. We need to fix the immigration system in this country so people can immigrate here. Can we at least figure out who the hell they are before we throw open the doors, give them a house and a small business loan?
And maybe? Here's the other caveat to that. Do you want to be an American? Do you want to be an American citizen? Do you want to revere the Constitution as the founding document that created a society for the first time in the history of the world that founded its tenets on freedom and responsibility?
No, I want to bring my stuff from my country that I don't like here and make you guys change to my ways.
Yeah,
I don't like what they did to me in my country, but I want to come there and change your way of life and your freedoms.
I don't necessarily agree with the pay-to-play immigration system either, because it's excessively expensive to move here. So let's simplify it. Show up, speak English.
Show
be
up,
able to pass a constitution
that's right,
test.
That's right. Learn our laws, learn our founding documents, learn that the American way of life is not going in and getting handouts from the government.
Exactly. Okay, you're not eligible for services.
You get nothing.
Right away.
You get nothing. You come here to work.
Have a job in place. Speak the language. Know the Constitution. Pick a baseball team. Here's your hot dog. Please move along.
That's right. Next.
Next. Yeah.
You're Ahmed who from where? And, you believe in Sharia law that, you know, we should replace that as the governing authority in the country so that, you know, you can have four wives, beat them and stone them if they get out of land, you know, whack them if the, you know, honor killing. And you can rape all the children in the neighborhood, too, because they're all infidels. That's compatible with our Constitution and freedom, isn't
it? Yes, sure.
Yeah.
You mean that doesn't fall under freedom of speech? That actually crosses the line into sedition?
I think it follows under the freedom to assemble your M16 and put a scope on it. Or did I? Am I a little too radical?
No. It proves the point of. The country is tired of the nonsense. They're tired of the touchy-feely crap. They're tired of getting somebody pissing down their back and telling them it's raining. They're sick of it. We're all sick of it.
Well, that's exactly right. And you listen to these mealy-mouthed pieces of garbage, most of them in the Democratic Party. They're telling us that you don't have the values of the country if you don't want to let a bunch of illegal criminals in because you don't care about butterflies.
No, that's not true, because we actually want to find a way to make the people that should be Americans, Americans. We actually want to fix that system and find a way to expedite making them Americans, because the best thing for America is more Americans. But yes, at the same time, we want to run a filter through them and find the not-so-good people, the dregs, and keep them out of here.
Yanni Panamayo Ruski?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not on the air.
Oh, was the mic on?
I'm tired of the nonsensical arguments.
Let's go to a break before I throw my coffee.
Well, it just gets back to it. People that say, well, violence doesn't solve anything. You ever punched anybody in the mouth that really needed it? Yeah, it does.
Well, that all depends. You know.
It may not be the resolution that you're looking for, but punching somebody in the mouth will bring a resolution of some sort.
You will come to an agreement.
Yeah,
one way or another. With that, we're going to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
At BET Satellite, we understand you don't want to pay for sports channels when football season's over. You want to drop them when you're done watching and save money. We hear you. Introducing Flex Pack from Dish. Get 50 popular channels for $39.99 a month and drop channel packs whenever to save money or add them for just $10 a month. You can choose from channel packs like locals, news, kids, and sports. We can offer you the best Dish technology and features at better prices than the competition. If you're tired of paying too much money for too little TV, it's time you come in and have a chat with us. Call BT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-3474. Experience the best service, technology, and flexibility you've been waiting for. Only with Dish and BT Satellite, your local authorized Dish retailer. Again, that's 241-3474.
Requires credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Taxes and surcharges not included. Offer ends 4/5/17. Restrictions apply.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Lawlessness. The cause of lawlessness is the absence of godly moral values. Godly moral values are absolute and unchangeable. This absence of godly morals is the result of the deliberate killing of God in the hearts and minds of people, beginning with our children. This is done by corrupt leaders so that they are the ones who decide what is morally right or wrong. Look around you. What you see is the result of this kind of moral decay. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Yeah, if you don't like that, you aren't an American.
You really are working for the Russians.
I'm telling you.
Or
you
somebody
know, that
else.
Should be the first thing. If they don't know that song when they come off the boat at Ellis Island, you go back to your own country. You understand? Johnny B. Good, Chuck Berry, go away.
Yeah, goodbye.
До свидания, русский собака. I think we got some callers, don't we?
I think we do. We've got Nick and Redding on the line. Good morning, Linda. Nick. How are you?
It's always a good morning when I get to talk to you first thing in the morning, Linda.
Well, I appreciate that. We'd love to talk to you, too. What you got going today?
Well, you know, I'm really a right-leaning conservative. And disappointingly, I've got a sister that's a really left-leaning progressive. And we've been exchanging emails, and she sent me some stuff about Russia influencing the election. And I sit there and I look at it, and I think to myself, you know, if I wasn't leaning right and this is all that I watched, I would agree with them. And I got to thinking, maybe the state of Jefferson, we should all get together and write Putin a thank you note for saving us from Hillary and maybe making him an honorary Jefferson. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it'd be great. Can you see Vlad flying the Jefferson flag, a little Jefferson cap on, you know, on the back of a horse with no shirt on?
Hey, that sounds good. A hell of a lot better than Pajama Boy. Anyway, that's all I got. Good morning. You guys are doing a great job, and I hope you have a great day and the rest of the week.
Right, you too. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
I will say one thing about being a Russian agent. If Vladimir Putin had run against Hillary Clinton, I would have voted for Putin.
I would have voted for Olga Gorbachev. or you know, remember the old commercial, you know, with the lady, she comes out, she's got her little baba, you know, scarf over her head, and she walks out and she goes, swimwear. And then she comes back with a flashlight, evening wear. I would have voted for her. Yeah, so it's what a nut. But that's world's gone crazy.
Before we get too far away from the cost of illegal aliens,
we got another caller.
Oh, do we?
Oh, yeah,
we have another caller.
We have Randy from Shasta Lake.
Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, all. First off, let me clear this up. I got a smoking deal a few years back on the Record Searchlight, you know, getting a subscription. So I only pay like $10 a month. Okay, so I just want to get that. That's the only reason I read it.
I'm sorry, you know. I'm sorry, Randy.
Okay. Anyway.
So anywho.
You know, for the Sunday paper, the ads and stuff.
You got to have something to start your fire with.
Yeah, the Record Reg Light. I mean, it is just terrible. The local section this morning, okay, the headline, big headline here, it says, crime is up, arrests are down. And then underneath it says, no clear reason behind the decline. They don't know why the decline of arrest, but crime is up. It's Associated Press out of Los Angeles. And it's saying this crap that, I mean, they reduced felonies to misdemeanors and letting everybody out, and they have no real clear reason why their arrests are down, but the crime is up.
I don't know. Wow. They keep releasing prisoners for no reason.
I mean,
and, you know, of course they've been rehabilitated. And if you say anything against that, then you're putting a slight on the system that we have in place as far as prison and so forth. So, I mean, the real deal is that they come out completely rehabilitated and never commit another crime, right?
Right. Anyway, as if they don't know why the, you know. Anyway, that's all I got to say.
Thanks,
all
Randy.
Right, thanks for calling in.
I know. I'm telling you, I'm not sure what to think about some of these so-called journalists.
Well, at one point, does the incompetence and the lack of investigation or conclusions or anything become too stupid to be stupid, and you're not reporting and investigating, you're just supporting the narrative, and you're a propagandist?
Absolutely. I mean, I was talking to somebody yesterday about Obama, and I don't care. That guy, I mean, he could do nothing wrong. It doesn't matter. I mean, Trump hasn't even been in office for 30 days, and kill him.
He's done everything wrong.
He's a Russian spy. You know, CNN told me. What's his name? Anderson Cooper said it.
Even if he was, we're still better off than we would be under Hillary.
The fact that they kind of gloss over that, you know, John Podesta ties receiving all kinds of money, you know, from Russia. You got Hillary, you know, the uranium scandal.
Yeah,
you know,
Bill receiving
pay for play. Yeah. You know, I mean, geez, I mean, all that stuff. Really, know,
the only ones that have any evidence directly linking them to Russia and money are the Clintons and the Democrats.
Let's see. I got an article here. John Podesta failed to disclose financial ties to Russian government while advising Obama and Hillary.
No.
But they are virtuous people.
Yeah, but that's mainstream news too, right?
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
I think I'm having a lithium blackout. Oh, you're not supposed to suck on those lithium batteries, are you?
Oh. That explains a couple things.
And you know, I found some paint.
And I've been eating paint chips and huffing lithium.
I'm sucking on lithium batteries.
It's like the guy from Airplane picked a bad week to quit sniffing glue.
I think I'll go apply for a job as a journalist. I'm telling you.
Seriously, like the Record Searchlight, how do you get hired there? Like you get hired and you walk into a room, there's a bunch of people in black robes, and there's Silas Lyons going, you must eat the blue pill first.
Say Che Guevara five times.
I just wonder how they make it through life. How'd they get as far as they did? That's what's scary. How did they get to be a journalist?
I've got nothing.
I'm just wondering. I'm just saying.
Can you say hello in Russian?
I guess we're at the top of the hour, so stay tuned for more Sovereign Minds in the second hour.
I still have something about the cost and potential cost of legal aid.
605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
And this is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
The need to the Supreme Court should get a vote in the Senate this week if all goes well. But Republicans are warning Democrats not to filibuster.
This is an unprecedented escalation by Senator Schumer and Senate Democrats to deny the president the right he has to nominate and to have advice and consent on his nomination, particularly one this quality. If they filibuster Neil Gorsuch, they're going to filibuster everyone that this president might propose.
Senator John Cornyn of Texas on CBS TV's Face the Nation program. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says there's no question Russia was involved in the U.S. presidential election. Ambassador Nikki Haley says the actions of the Kremlin will be addressed after investigations into Russian meddling are complete. In an interview with ABC TV's This Week program, Haley adds that President Donald Trump has never told her not to criticize Russia. With President Trump in the White House, U.S. manufacturers are developing a positive outlook on their business. Correspondent Greg Clugston has that story.
Late last week, the president invited manufacturing executives to the White House. He told them he's removing regulations and lifting the burdens on American industry. Afterwards, Jay Timmons, the CEO of the National Association of Manufacturing, referred to a new survey of its members showing an uptick in optimism.
It was 93.3% positive. To put that into perspective, 1 year ago, the number was 56% positive.
The Trump administration hopes that optimism translates into more U.S.-based manufacturing jobs. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The grim search continues for the missing in the dawn days of Southern Colombia. After surging rivers sent avalanches of floodwaters, mud, and debris through a small city Friday night, killing at least 200 people and leaving many more injured and homeless, it's feared the death toll will go higher. This is townhall.com.
Attention. If you or a loved one has been surgically implanted with a hernia mesh implant, you may be at risk. Many mesh products used in hernia surgeries are defective and have been linked to severe complications, including chronic pain, infections, bowel obstruction, internal injury, or the need for corrective surgery. Even the FDA has issued warnings on mesh products. If you or a loved one has a hernia mesh implant and have experienced any of these symptoms, you may be entitled to significant compensation. The team at United Law will provide a free, no-obligation evaluation with over $1 billion recovered for victims of defective drugs and devices. United Law can help. The deadline to file your claim is approaching fast, and you need to act. So if you or a loved one has a hernia mesh implant that has caused chronic pain, infection, bowel obstruction, internal injury, or the need for corrective surgery, call United Law today and get the compensation you deserve. Call 800-755-5002. 800-755-5002. That's 800-755-5002.
The Pentagon is quietly seizing more control over war-fighting decisions. It is sending hundreds of more troops to war these days in battles with extremists across the Middle East and Africa. This past week, it was Somalia, where President Trump gave the U.S. more authority to conduct airstrikes against al-Qaeda. This coming week, it could be Yemen, where military leaders want to provide more help for the United Arab Emirates' battle against Iranian-backed rebels. The Pentagon was critical of the Obama administration, saying it was micromanaging right down to the tactical level much of the time. A Russian newspaper says it has uncovered information that police in the southern Russian Republic of Chechnya have rounded up more than 100 men suspected of being homosexual and have killed at least three. The report today in Novaya Gazeta says that it cannot confirm the information with sources inside the Chechen police. The report is denied by the Chechen president and others. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. There's a new line to stand in at Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom, Rhonda Rockstra reports.
Starting tomorrow, visitors will go through metal detectors and get bags checked at the Transportation and Ticket Center before getting on monorails or ferries to cross the Seven Seas Lagoon. Guests arriving at Magic Kingdom via the monorail or ferry won't have to go through security once they get to the theme park itself. However, the Magic Kingdom will still have some bag checks and metal detectors for visitors arriving by other transportation, such as buses.
Disney says the new procedures are part of an ongoing effort to enhance the arrival experience for guests. Today is Sunday, April the 2nd, and a birthday for some notable people, including actress Linda Hunt. She's 72 years old. Singer Emmylou Harris turned 70 today, as does social critic and author Camille Paglia. Country singer Buddy Jewell is 56 years old. Actor Michael Fassbender has 40 candles on his cake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge, Thursday, April 6th from 6:30 to 8:30 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimontis on drums, and special guest on trombone, it's Joe Larson. That's Ladybot and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge, Thursday, April 6th at Wind River Resort and Casino. See you there.
Project Healing Waters, dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled veterans and active duty military through fly fishing and camaraderie. Help this nonprofit organization help those who bear emotional and physical scars from their service by attending the third annual benefit mixer Saturday, April 8th at the Reading Veterans Hall on Yuba Street. No tickets at the door. Get your advance tickets for just $20 by calling 351-1149. That's 351-1149 or call KCNR 1460 for details.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Sovereign Mind Radio, welcome to the second hour of the frivolity that we have been experiencing with all of the fake news.
All right, everyone, gird your loins.
Loins girded, check. Fake journalism, check.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about the Sanctuary City clawback thing and the local numbers that you had.
Well, it's this week, Jeff Sessions announced that the federal government will begin to act against sanctuary municipalities, whether it's a state, a city, or a county, that doesn't openly reject the sanctuary status, that they will begin immediate suspension of federal funds for law enforcement. They will become ineligible for future grants and funds, and the federal government may actually seek to claw back federal monies.
Wow. So what's that? What kind of effect is that going to have on our local guys?
Well, so that got me curious and went, oh, man, if that does happen, because as we all know, Shasta County's Board of Supervisors was asked to consider a statement saying that they are not a sanctuary county, that they will not support California's action as a sanctuary county, and that they will comply with federal law. But they chose to sit on the fence with that. You know, to be perfectly honest, as much as our Board of Supervisors sit on the fence, I'm starting to think David Kehoe and Leonard Modi like wood up their butt.
Well, but, you know.
That being said, looking at it, it looks like
at least
like
they didn't have a crap sandwich while they were there.
They might have at this point. I'm not willing to put anything past them. But by their unwillingness to openly declare themselves in compliance with federal law and not to deny sanctuary status, they are potentially opening our local law enforcement that receives any federal funds to suspension of those grants.
How much are we talking about?
For just our sheriff's department, I'm just getting preliminary numbers. We're looking at about $3.5 to $4 million a year. And if we go back 5 years, you know, thinking about a clawback, we could be looking at a loss of about $3 to $4 million a year out of the budget, and the federal government potentially wanting $16 to $20 million back.
What would the potential ramifications of that be?
Kiss the sheriff's department goodbye.
Oh wow, that would be protecting us, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, with
how's that fence post feel now?
With crime down and arrests up, or was it arrests down and crime up? I can't never get that straight because.
It's not a clear picture, remember?
Where's my battery?
Oh, we're not sure.
Where's my battery?
And the Shasta Lantern will be running some articles on this. Like I said, we're just starting to get preliminary numbers. The Sheriff's Department was excessively helpful and compliant in getting us our numbers. I'm also waiting for numbers from the county and the Federal Department of Justice. DOJ is actually compiling those numbers. I yet haven't received a response from the county. Other than when I spoke to somebody on the phone, they basically puckered their butt and started throwing FOIA at me.
Hey, well, you just talked to Brian Daly's office this last week, too.
And I did.
They knew all about this, didn't they?
Yeah, they had some initial concerns there. I know that they're working on some numbers trying to figure out, you know, what is the harm to our law enforcement in Brian Daly's district? You know, a lot of our law enforcement here is heavily dependent on those federal dollars, our sheriffs, know, and that you're also talking about CHP is being hit. If California declares itself a sanctuary city, CHP as an entity of California would be losing lots of money.
Hmm.
Okay, and you know, how heavily do we rely on all of that?
Well,
a lot. That's for
they
sure.
could always raise taxes.
Well, they're already going to
do
that.
Oh, yeah, because they're going to give us any of those tax funds to make up the difference, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what Brown has to do.
You have these major cities that have their own police departments, most of which would be immune to this. And then you've got us in the north sucking hind tit and holding the shitty end of the stick again. Sorry.
Yeah. I think
the
poop.
Holding the poopy the wrong end of the stick. Sorry about that. That one slipped, Bob. That
That's right. If you really want to know what he said, you can listen to the archives.
It's not hard to figure out.
But once again, California's policy to enable and to hold on to their voting plantation with illegal aliens is causing direct harm in the North. And our Board of Supervisors' unwillingness, cowardice, and inability to get off of the fence in defense of the people that they represent is going to cause us further harm.
They're not cowards, are they?
Oh, yeah, they are.
You may have noticed earlier this week the Board of Supervisors trying to have it both ways. They voted to send a letter to the state condemning SB 54, but they are not going to revisit the discussion about declaring Shasta a non-sanctuary county.
Yeah, like they did with CARB.
Well, and then I've got another little note
that
here from the
taking bold decisive action there.
Yeah,
here's another little note from the State of Jefferson newsletter that California legislators are out of control. Companies that contract to build President Donald Trump's proposed border wall might soon have a tough time doing business in California. If state and municipal lawyers have their way, if you think that running a business here in California has been hard before, it's going to get a little harder because the legislators in the state house in several major cities have proposed laws that would prohibit their governments from hiring firms that have done work on the wall. A bill from two San Francisco city supervisors goes a bit further.
That's not an infringement of the interstate commerce law?
Nah. Racist. Proposing to cut ties with construction companies that so much as if they even so much as bid on the project, regardless of whether they're actually, you know, win the federal contract. So they're going to, you know, yeah. Do these guys represent you?
No.
I believe that's called racketeering.
Yeah. Where does this stop? And then you got, a day before Ronan's proposal from San Francisco, Hillary Ronan and Aaron Peskin, you know, they've proposed, you know, several laws on this thing. Ronan tweeted Tuesday that her bill is not just a symbolic protest, but concrete action to protect San Francisco's deepest values. There's that deepest values thing again. I mean, I think the last time I seen San Francisco's deepest values was at the bottom of a outhouse because... That's where their values are. It's in the crapper, okay? And so,
I have none.
Yeah, exactly. So then we've got the day before Ronan's proposal, California Democratic Assemblyman Philip Ting introduced a bill that would force the state's pension funds to divest from their companies that are hired to work on the wall. Yes, that's right.
There we go. Investing by political expedience and not capital gains.
They want to affect the pensions of anyone who would work on the wall.
Son of a...
Yeah. Yeah.
God, I can't wait till we get out of the state.
Yeah, and, you know, I have a question for everybody. How did the election... How did the release of the emails from Hillary Clinton's server, because she unprotected, you know, didn't have a protected server that was completely accessible by even a third grader, and John Podesta's password on his email, you know, his computer for his emails and his, you know, security was password.
It's the exact same logic that they have when there's a mass shooting and they blame the person that built the gun. It's the exact same logic.
I'd like to know how the Russians affected the election by releasing, because it goes all back to these emails, okay, by everybody reading John Podesta's and Hillary Clinton's emails and their own words and writings, you know, on how criminal they are. I'd like to know how that affected the elections. Because the Russians did it?
It's the frickin' Scooby-Doo defense. And I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those kids and that pesky dog.
Ruh-roh.
Shut up.
We'll do anything for a Scooby snack.
They will, too.
So, I don't know. So let's go back to what we were talking about, you know, this Brexit thing. That was another headline this week that I guess that
it was never going to happen.
It was never going to happen.
Never going to happen.
Yeah, now I guess they've actually started getting ready to do it.
Yeah, they actually signed Article 50, which is they've invoked Article 50, which begins the process of telling the EU bye-bye.
Well,
and the EU, with all their hardline rhetoric of, oh, we'll bury Britain and you'll have no trade deals, but have figured out, hey, we need the British economy because that's what was floating the whole EU.
Wow.
Maybe we'll soften our stance on trade.
Well, in the meantime, in Ireland, you now have to have a license to buy a TV and a laptop computer. Because in Ireland, they needed more tax refund because of the EU thing. You know, they think they're going to generate like £5 million a year by having you buy a license to have a TV.
You know, for such a great people, I don't understand how us Irish got so screwed up politically.
It was the whiskey.
And the English. I blame them.
Yeah.
I do blame the English. Because when you're that desperate to get rid of somebody, you'll go through anything to get rid of them.
Yeah, yeah. So going back to John Podesta, you know, he failed to disclose financial ties to Russian government while advising Obama and Hillary. That just doesn't – that's not what I've been hearing. All I've been hearing is Trump.
Yeah, my concern with John Podesta is what they paid him in. I hope to God it was cash.
Yeah, well – from what I'm seeing from John Podesta's emails, they, you know, sex trafficking. So you got to try Googling, Google John Podesta, Andrew Breitbart, and Twitter. And John Podesta, Andrew Breitbart video. And you know, tell me what you think about that. You know, Andrew Breitbart said something about why isn't John Podesta in jail for being a sex slave sex slave trafficking operator cover-upper. Let's go to a break, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, why is there not a full-blown investigation at least?
There's nothing going on. When are you going to understand that with them?
Yeah, let's go to a break.
Mm-hmm. If you want to call in, the number...
Yeah, you don't want to hear what I have to say.
The number here is 530-605-4567.
Charlie's got a gold watch. Don't seem like a whole lot. After 30 years of driving up and down the interstate. But Charlie's had a good life. And Charlie's got a good wife.
After tonight, you'll no longer be counting the days. 18 wheels and a dozen roses. 10 more miles on his 4-day run. A few more songs from the all-night radio. Then he'll spend the rest of his life with the one that he loves. What about we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, brought to you by Powerhouse Solar of Reading, Sundays at noon on KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Join Turtle Bay for our fourth West Coast Biennial Art Exhibition, opening January 28th. This juried art exhibition includes pieces chosen from 335 entries by established and emerging artists from all over the West Coast and was created by curator and editor Michael Duncan. Thanks to support from Sue Asbill and the Community Arts Endowment Fund of Shasta Regional Community Foundation, with additional support from Arch and Eve Pugh. For park hours and more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
The Russians are coming.
We're already here.
The Russians are already here.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
They own 20% of our uranium, so somebody's here. Gee. This brought to you by the people that said, Obamacare, it only works if you don't. Yeah. Wow. I mean, where do you go from here? Unbelievable
stuff.
Fire
Congress?
That's not a bad start. Let's talk about this little article. This comes from Tax Pro Today. IRS offers a new way for small business startups to claim a research tax credit. This is from Michael Cohen and was published on March 30th. And this is kind of a good thing from the IRS. It has issued a notice explaining how small business can take advantage of a new option allowing them to apply a portion of all their research credit against the payroll tax liability instead of their income tax liability. That's kind of a good thing.
That's kind of interesting.
That is kind of interesting. That's why I posted it, because it's like all of the, you know, if you didn't have any income tax, then the credit would be lost. But if you now have employees, you can actually apply it against the payroll taxes, so the credit won't be lost. So that's
And it's unusual because usually nothing affects payroll. Usually you can't get any kind of break with payroll.
Right. So that's interesting, and that's notice 2017-23 posted at irs.gov if anybody wants to go look it up. But that's kind of an interesting deal, and I posted it on Sovereign Mind's website as well, for increasing the ability for a small business to not pay taxes, especially up to the startup phase. Another interesting thing talking about Obama credit or Obamacare, how it works, doesn't work.
Or it doesn't work.
There's a new box on your tax form, which is okay. So before it'd say, okay, number one, you had, coverage for the full year. You had health insurance and you don't owe the penalty. Number two, no coverage, you owe the penalty. Number three box that you put in there now is, I'm not going to tell you. No penalty.
None yet.
So it seems that since Trump passed this executive order at the first part of the year, telling us that he wouldn't enforce the penalty, now they're having
But the IRS is still giving taxpayers the option of penalizing themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is law by darts. You just have a dartboard up there and it's like, now, will I pay or will I report? I'm not sure. And the interesting thing about the penalty is that even if you incur the penalty, they can't garnish your wages, take it out of your paycheck, levy your bank account. The only thing they can do is take it from your next refund. So it's kind of like, it's sort of a penalty and not really. And if you don't tell me, then I won't know it's a penalty. And, but it's still enforced. It's still the law, but we're not sure exactly, if that,
it's been decriminalized.
So now you've got the tax professionals out there, and I say that loosely, saying that they won't allow their clients to do that. You've got several of them that are saying that they don't want to give that choice to their clients because it's un-American. It doesn't display our deepest values.
Really?
I'm like, who's working for who here?
Yeah.
I mean, who's in charge here when you're filing the tax system? Some preparer over at wherever? Or you, the guy who's going to sign the form at the bottom that says you're completely responsible for everything?
Hmm.
I'm given the option.
I'm pretty sure the forms and stuff that I went through said that I was legally, I have to do the best by my client possible.
You have to do and your best due by my diligence.
And the best by my client is reducing their tax burden as much as possible.
Well, and also letting him make informed decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Telling him what's going on and letting him make informed decisions, not saying, oh, gee, I'm not going to let you do that because that could be unethical. Wow. That's, ethics with the IRS and tax law.
Kind of don't go together.
That's kind of like, what do they call that? An oxymoron? Yeah. Military intelligence, jumbo shrimp, things like that, really don't make any sense at all. Jumbo shrimp. Is it small? Is it big? Do I claim the penalty or do I just not tell them?
None ya.
What?
None ya business.
It's none ya. It's like none ya business. You forget about it. So, yeah.
Here's a good one. California senator forced to pull bill banning fake news after realizing he's just an idiot.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, how far do we got to go here? Where does this stop? It's like, when does it end? I mean, I just want to sit and watch the TV for 5 minutes in any of these news programs and start yelling like Jack Nicholson. Shut up!
That's the point, is it ends when we put a stop to it.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Let's play that clip, Bob, from the PragerU. As opposed to Hebrew University. You remember, do you?
How Socialism Ruined My Country.
That's it. Go ahead and play that. This is actually pretty good, and I think it gives us something to talk about. And while he's queuing that up, there he goes. Got it. All right. Let's go for it. Here we go.
Many American millennials seem to be drawn to socialism. They came out in big numbers for Bernie Sanders in the 2016 presidential primaries. They rail against capitalism on their college campuses. They wear Che Guevara t-shirts to signal their socialist virtue. I know a lot about socialism. I live in Rio de Janeiro, and I work throughout Brazil as a journalist for a popular magazine. In the early 2000s, Brazil's economy was growing rapidly. The government had enacted economic and monetary reforms and divested holdings in some state-run companies, giving the private sector more room to breathe. Inflation, a chronic problem in Brazil, was dramatically reduced. Foreign investors poured into the country, eager to catch a portion of our expanding economy. The future seemed promising. But today, our economy is in shambles, unemployment and debt are massive, and powerful politicians are being investigated for involvement in the largest scandals of fraud and corruption in the country's history. What happened? In 2002, a socialist politician named Lula da Silva ran for the presidency. He was a socialist, but painted himself as a modern, cool kind of socialist. He would be the politician who would heal national divisions and unite everyone. He even had a nickname, Lulinha Paz e Amor, which means Little Lula Peace and Love in Portuguese. But the old message about the need for income redistribution to decrease inequality was still there. The media, academic elite, and celebrities assured Brazilians that by transferring the money from the rich to the poor could finally be richer. But the only ones who really got rich were Lula and his corporate and political friends. It only got worse under his successor, Dilma Rousseff. The socialists increased government spending, deficits, and debt. They called it a stimulus. They increased the minimum wage and the benefits of social programs. They call it social justice. They increased the salaries and retirement benefits of the civil service. They called it investing in the future. They handed out thousands of jobs in the government and state-owned companies as favors to their political allies. And they called it good governance. It worked for a while. Socialism always works at the beginning. But government spending just kept going up, and then Lula's socialist paradise fell apart and the economy fell with it. The outcome? From 2008 to 2015, government spending grew nearly four times as fast as tax revenue. The economy shrank 3.8% in 2015, the worst result in 25 years. That same year, a World Bank survey found Brazil's economy to be one of the world's worst. Out of 189 countries, we were the 16th hardest place to open a business, the 60th most difficult nation in which to register property, and the 12th most complex place to pay taxes. Economically and morally, the almost 15 years of socialist policies have greatly harmed Brazil. We also remain among the world's leaders in murder and robbery, and we rank near the bottom of industrialized nations in terms of education and healthcare. Americans take it for granted that they can be born into the lower class and reach the middle or even upper class. Many Brazilians take it for granted that they can't. But finally, some things are starting to change. There may be reason for hope. Today, more and more Brazilians see that capitalism and limited government are the only way forward. Thankfully for Brazil, Lula has been charged in several lawsuits for corruption, involvement in a criminal organization, influence peddling, money laundering, and obstruction of justice. Rousseff was impeached in 2016 for falsifying the government's finances and illegally using money from state-owned banks to run the government. This crisis prompted the new government to freeze federal spending, reduce the government's role in state-owned companies, and to encourage some of the massive federal workforce to resign. No one knows whether these basic measures will be enough to rescue Brazil economically. Truthfully, the damage has been so extensive it may take decades for the country to recover. But if we do, it won't be socialism that saves us. American millennials, take note. I am Felipe Moura Brasil for Prager University. Hi, everyone. I am Felipe Moura Brasil.
Yeah,
thank you, Felipe.
Thank you, Felipe. Wow, let's see. Stimulus, check.
Social justice.
Check.
Good governance.
Good governance. Check.
Investing in the future.
Check.
Crippling debt.
Check.
Out of control federal spending.
Check.
Massive increase in federal employees.
Check.
Out of control pensions to bribe the out of control federal spending.
Check. Wow, I know I just can't quite put my finger on it, but I've seen this somewhere else before.
You get nothing. You lose.
Yeah.
Venezuela.
Was it Venezuela?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, right before the total economic collapse, and now they're trying to figure out where they're getting food from.
Yeah, and the fact that the...
it could never affect us here.
The Supreme Court of Venezuela has suspended the legislature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could never happen here. Let's just... I don't know why we bring these things up.
There's somewhere else that we've seen it, though.
Brussels? No, it wasn't Brussels. Yugoslavia? Czech Republic?
The last 8 years in America?
Nah.
Twice on Sundays in California?
Oh, you know, now you might... California. Jerry Brown. I better write that down. Jerry Brown. Yeah, out of control spending. Wow. I don't know.
Not going to happen.
No.
It's not going on.
Let's talk about Puerto Rico's coming fiscal adjustment.
There's lots of money in California.
They're starting to look like Greece. You know, about 2 weeks ago, Puerto Rico's oversight board approved Puerto Rico's revised fiscal plan. The fiscal plan is roughly the equivalent to Puerto Rico's case of, in case of the International Monetary Fund program, it sets out Puerto Rico's plan for fiscal adjustment. I like that word, adjustment. Hopefully it will make Puerto Rico's finances.
Is that like tripping and falling on your face and calling that an elevation adjustment?
That's sort of a nose adjustment.
Yeah.
And I'd like to adjust his nose.
We have a couple of callers.
We do. Okay.
Dave has an announcement for us. Dave?
Hi, Mark. Hey, Linda.
Good morning.
Thanks for the willingness to address. I just wanted to announce that we have a free film screening at the Reading Library on April 8th, and that would be at 2:30 p.m. Vaccination Nation, 90-minute documentary, must-see for anyone who doesn't understand the dangers of vaccinations. This is an award-winning documentary. We'll have free materials there. And quite simply, people have been kept in the dark on the actual data involved
with
the vaccinations, Martin, and the damages they're causing. So,
hold on. We're having some technical difficulties. This is Dane Wigington, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Yeah, hi, Dane. I thought he said Dave.
I thought you said Dave. I'm sorry
about that. I didn't hear that part either. I have kind of a bad connection. Yeah. Dane Wing from geoengineeringwatch.org. And there's film flyers, or there's flyers for this event at Orchard Nutrition, at the checkout stands. And again, a free film screening, award-winning documentary called Vaccination Nation. Must see for anyone who doesn't yet understand or hasn't educated themselves on the absolutely verifiable dangers that are associated with vaccinations now. More data coming out all the time. And Mark and Linda, I think you guys know this already, but we have now about a dozen scientists from the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, that are trying to testify before Congress with thousands of documents proving known vaccination dangers the CDC has not disclosed. Congress is not letting them.
And they've known it for decades.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So this is something we're just simply trying to get the word out. Again, 2:30 p.m., Reading Library, April 8th, free screening, free materials there. Just trying to get everybody to attend and educate themselves, because now that, as you guys talked about, Governor Brown and various situations going on in our state and across the country indeed, but if we're being forced vaccinated with known dangerous vaccinations, do we not have a right to put an end to that? And should the public not try to educate themselves on just how big of dangers there are associated with these vaccinations?
Absolutely. I'm looking at an article right now. Study: vaccinated children have 700% higher chance of neurodevelopment disorders. This is posted March 9th by Vicky Batts.
And we have statistically a 40,000% increase in autism since the 70s. I mean, this is cataclysmic, and people need to wake up and stop listening to the official narrative and start finding out what's really going on.
Well, we appreciate the call in, Dane. When is that again?
April 8th, 2:30 p.m., Reading Library, free film screening, free materials there. We just simply need people to attend and understand what kind of dangers we're being exposed to.
Cool. Thanks for calling
thanks
in, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you bet.
We got another caller on the line.
Oh, we do have.
Yes, we have Mort on the line now.
Oh.
Am I on?
You're on.
You're on the air, Mort.
Greetings. Well, everyone talks about the problems, but no one really explains who is the blame. There's an old comic strip called Pogo.
Yep.
And there was an expression he used.
We have met the enemy, and they is us.
And I took a long time to try to figure out what that is all about. But we all talk about our founding fathers, and they gave us this remarkable country and our marvelous form of government. But you have to remember that our founding fathers included the Pilgrims and the Puritans, and all they did was try to escape European rules, and so America was really a church restoration or reformation project. And, of course, their religious teachings gave us liberty, and when liberty means freedom with personal responsibility and moral values. And so our founders gave this to us, and they built the universities, and they ran the government, and they ran even the newspapers and everything else. But somewhere along the line, they dropped the ball, and they don't control anything anymore, and so basically the church has really become the enemy because there was a vacuum, and the evil pirates have filled that vacuum, and this is our problem. I really believe that our church has let us down by not running the show and doing the job, and so the founders had the answer, but the churches have dropped the ball, and so I believe that's the enemy, but that's my opinion. Thanks, guys. Wonderful program. I really do appreciate Dane Wigginton.
Oh, thanks.
All right. Thanks for calling, and we appreciate it.
More touches on something, and I think a lot of Americans that are not aware of or actively resisting the New World Order seem to have forgotten that one of the primary reasons that our country exists is because our forefathers were escaping the Old World Order.
Well, you know, I mean, I guess if all you do is watch TV all day long, you're probably so you're probably so uninformed. You know, what's that old saying about, you know, if you read the paper, you'll be that Mark Twain saying, I can't remember right off the top of my head, about you'll be either uninformed or you'll be I have to pull it up here, but I mean, that's what's really going on. We got a bunch of people are running around out there that are informed, and then you have a bunch of people out there that haven't got a clue about anything.
Well, one of the biggest problems we have is, I think, people being overinformed, but they're being overinformed with complete BS. They have no filter, and they are so bombarded daily by so much that they have gone complacent, and they don't even attempt to filter truth.
Wow. Or try to seek it out anywhere, or educate themselves on anything.
Well, a recent study said 57% of people that repost articles online
don't even read them.
The article. They read the headline.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, that article on storing your precious metals on the moon, it was posted on April 1st.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That might have
a little something to do with that one. It's like, okay, yeah.
You know, but we're just so bombarded with crap daily that we become immune to paying attention to anything.
Right. I think that they've become so desensitized out there, a lot of people, that they don't even want to know. They don't even care anymore because it's just, you know, in the meantime, they're going to be carted off into the ovens of slavery here if they're not careful.
Well, I think part of it is deep down it's a subconscious fear. Because any person of decent moral character or any kind of patriotic fiber, once they do admit to themselves what's going on, you have to come to the reasonable conclusion, the only way we get it back is with a fight. That we're going to have to get up and
do something,
and you're going to have to fight. Well, but if you just stick your fingers in your ears and go la, 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 hopefully somebody else can stand up and do it for you, right?
I guess. I mean... You know, if we don't get the state of Jefferson, and I think we're going to get the state of Jefferson one way or another, I mean, what's left of California? I mean, Jerry Brown's getting ready to have a massive tax increase you know, on DMV fees and gas tax and, you know, all, and gee, that's going to hit the super rich and that's going to hurt them, right?
$6 billion is what he says to need, that he needs to start.
Well, after Trump basically told him to go F himself, you know, I mean, begging for federal money after he decided he was going to become a sanctuary state. Am I the only one that, you know, kind of thinks that's a problem? Do we have a caller?
Yeah, we do. We've got Lori. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I was hoping to maybe just chime in a little bit more on the callers before here on the Vaccine Nation film. I saw the film, and there is a underlying story in this one about a man that was put in prison for shaken baby syndrome when it was, in fact, a seizure-related vaccine injury. These children, infants, and babies can shake and seize so badly that it replicates, except for the neck injury part, shaken baby or SIDS. So if people have ever wondered how these vaccines are escalating in their toxicity, the chemicals, the volume, I really suggest people understand that these are not to protect us. And the forced issue, the saliva testing, genetics testing, retina, red, you're probably on top of this with Paul Preston and all the surveillance and tracking us all. You know, we'll be interviewing for jobs down the road, and they'll be looking at your genetic chromosomes. And I don't know, I'm just very concerned about this overreach. And the forced vaccines and flu shots and boosters, I mean, they just are just, it's too much. So I really invite other people to pay attention and look at this and keep on track of the surveillance state that we're under. And we are a test tube state, I'm just convinced.
Well, you know, when you got the screwed up people running the show, that when an undercover couple goes in and shows the Planned Parenthood, you know, selling baby parts, and the ones that are showing the people that do the undercover film get arrested.
Yeah, there's a problem.
There's a problem.
Yeah, the flip-flop here is just, I don't know, your show cracked me up this morning about the whole hijacking of all the Trump voters with some beam. Oh, my goodness. This is crazy.
The Russian mind control
it was
beam.
It was a laser beam.
Yeah.
I missed you 3 hours, but I'll take you 2 hours. Thank you so much,
Thanks
guys.
For calling in, Lori. Right. We appreciate it. And people do need to educate themselves on the vaccine and exactly what's going on, because they're not going to stop, not just with our children. They're going to move forward with us, supposedly. No, I mean, it never ending.
And with big headlines in the news, like which color the crayon they're going to retire. You know, in the meantime, you know, I'm looking at an article here, U.S. War Games Practicing Toppling North Korean Dictator Kim Jong-un. Wow. I mean, we don't need to worry about that, do we? I mean, we got an unhinged guy threatening us with nuclear weapons over
and an ever increasing ballistic missile capability.
That's
not a problem at all.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we need to know that they've retired the dandelion crayon.
Yeah,
that's very important
news. Yeah,
yeah,
getting the facts right.
You know, well, I guess if you're into crayons.
Oh, they got the facts right about the crayons, I think.
Maybe.
I mean, where are these guys' heads at? You know? I mean,
we know where their heads are.
Let's go to a break, Bob, and come back in the last 10 minutes or so.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Wool worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union
dues I smoke, old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around, I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road.
New York Times best-selling author and TV host Chef Jeff Henderson will be at Shasta College Thursday, April 6th. Jeff Henderson was born in South Central L.A., where by the age of 16, he had already begun a life of crime. In 1996, he was arrested and charged with intent to distribute illegal narcotics. He would spend the next decade in a state prison, which would ultimately change his life. After developing a friendship with a fellow inmate who mentored him, Jeff discovered his passion for cooking. Without any formal instruction, Jeff went on to become the first African-American executive chef at the Bellagio, a New York Times best-selling author and TV host. Come hear Chef Jeff as he shares the life lessons he's gained on his journey from drug dealer to TV celebrity chef and nationally acclaimed speaker. Chef Jeff will be on the Shasta College Tehama campus April 6th at 10 a.m. to present and answer questions, and the Shasta College main campus at 2 p.m. This event is free and open to the public.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The 23rd Annual Banquet for the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International will be conducted May 13th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is the premier organization that protects hunters' rights and promotes wildlife conservation worldwide. Join us for a night of great food and fantastic auctions. Auctions will include African hunting safaris, Argentinian dove hunts, elk, bear, and buffalo hunts. Special drawings for youth and ladies for gear and guns. For tickets, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than their pay, and it's time a few of them were recognized. Hello, Detroit auto worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, Pittsburgh steel mill worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who swings the hammer, driving home the nail. For the one behind the counter, ringing up the sale. For the one who fights the fire, the one who brings the mail. For everyone who works behind the scenes, in the factories and the fields.
Yeah, I'm sitting here reading SB 18, the bill.
And, yeah.
Oh, man, these people are frickin' snakes. They really are. So the people of the state of California do enact as the following. Section 1, legislature finds and declares that all children and youth, regardless of gender, class, race, ethnicity, national origin, culture, religion, immigration status, sexual orientation, or ability, have the inherent right to have that entitled them to protection, special care, and assistance, including but not limited to the following. The right of parents, guardians, or caregivers who act in their best interest.
Who determines what's their best interest?
Exactly. Who is determining what their best interest is? The state?
The politicians, once again.
The right to form healthy attachments with adults responsible for their care and well-being.
What the hell does that even mean?
People that come in from the outside? the right to live in a safe and healthy environment, the right to social and emotional well-being. What is social well-being? I'm not sure where they're going with that. Okay. I mean, what does that mean? Is there a definition of social well-being?
Mm-hmm.
The right to opportunities to attain optimal cognitive, physical, and social development. The right to appropriate quality education and life skills leading to self-sufficiency in adulthood. The right to appropriate quality health care. Are you kidding me? This just passed?
That's what I'm getting, that it did pass.
I'm not sure. We might need to do a little more checking on
yeah,
this. Because it was introduced by Senator Pan. Is that, mm-hmm. Would that be Peter or...
No, that would be the same wing nut that pushed through vaccinations. The same wing nut that receives massive amounts of donations from the pharmaceutical companies that make the vaccines. That would be the same Senator Pan that has a brother that actually runs an organization for UCLA that tests, certifies, and qualifies vaccinations.
Yes.
That guy.
That, and can't be sued.
Yeah.
Yeah. That exempt guy. From being sued.
Wow.
No matter what happens to anybody.
Yeah, that's the guy that's going to be determining what's in the best interest of my children.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure he has I'm sure he's, you know, has your best interest in mind.
Not yours, the children. It's all for the children. The children's Bill of Rights.
That's right. And if you don't agree that they need vaccinations, then you are the enemy.
Yes.
And we know what's best for them because we are the state. You know, and who said it was that if people in government were angels, you know, we wouldn't need a constitution to bind them down the chain, you know, with the chains. I think it was Madison. But that's what we're talking about is that these guys are so much smarter than we are, right? They're not corrupt. They're not colluding with special interests. They're not taking money from, you know, people to have an agenda, are they? They would never do that. These people are all angels. They're sent from heaven above.
They are above reproach.
I think that Jerry is my special freaking angel. Okay?
I'm glad he's yours.
Yeah. If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
Was that Sam Kinison?
No, that was the late football coach, Dennis Green.
Oh, okay. That'll work, too. It gets to the point where, when are we done talking? You know, really, guys, when are we done talking? I'm over it.
Well, I don't know. When enough people decide that they have had enough, I guess, and I think we're getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and these little snowflakes that go, you know, it's like the, you remember they're rioting.
Muppets.
I know.
Muppets.
Do you remember the riot that they showed in Berkeley? Remember the one gal that looked like she was, you know, Linda Hunt in a ninja suit?
Yeah.
Banging on the window with a bat that she could barely even wield.
Yeah.
And I don't even think she broke it. I think she just kind of and she represents the opposition here. You didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah, so
that's what I mean is once you open yourself to the truth, you come to the very clear and rapid conclusion. There's one way out.
Yeah, maybe.
It's one.
I don't know.
And I'm not necessarily saying that it's a violent solution, but it does require a fight.
Well, here's another article.
And the thing that I
feathers in
is we know we're in for a fight. One way or the other, there's going to be a fight to get out of this. The problem that we have is the terms and the rules of those fight and what it'll look like is going to be determined by the enemy, not by us. Because the question is how far will they go before they let go?
I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at this article, March 20th. Republicans under criticism for pushing a bill to allow internet providers to sell your browsing history. Republicans in the House and Senate voted nearly unanimously to pass a bill that would allow ISP providers such as Comcast, AT&T, Time Warner, and Verizon to sell your browsing history and other personal data that may include your social security number, passwords, and health information.
Shocker.
These are guys, these are our good guys?
Who? Congress?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Since trying when? To decide who's the good guys are.
Oh, this is from the Huffington Post.
Oh, again, they have our best interest at heart, right?
We got one.
They really care about us. That's why. They're our friends.
That wouldn't be fake news or I don't know anymore. How the hell do you find the truth? There's so much crap being fed to us from so many different places. I don't know. But I think you're right, Red. I'm not sure where we're headed, but it's an ugly place.
Let's go up.
One way or the other, it's a fight. I don't know what that fight looks like, but it's coming, and you better get ready for it.
I agree. With that said, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principle above parties, liberty above security, truth over lies, and we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week. This has been KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
We the people, next on KCNR, Shasta Ready.
Mud avalanche in the country's south, but the death toll is changing every moment. Nikki Haley was a guest this morning on ABC's This Week, and the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. answers the question, was Russia a player in the last presidential election?
Certainly, I think Russia was involved in the election. There's no question about that. And I think when they finish with all of this process, yes, they need to address Russia, they need to act, and they need to make sure they're loud about it. We don't want any country involved in our elections ever.
And Haley also says that President Trump hasn't told her not to criticize Russia. Financial disclosure.